Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Let's talk about UFOs. In the mid-1980s, a remarkable demonstration of the gifts of the Spirit occurred through a young 18-year-old minister. During a gathering in South America, an impromptu 90-minute session of tongues and interpretation took place, one that challenged the conventional boundaries of religious thought regarding UFOs and other unexplained phenomena. The interpretation specifically proclaimed that the Lord intended to visit the astronauts currently circling the Earth on a shuttle mission. Now, this prophetic utterance found a startling parallel in later reports from NASA. Footage emerged of strange, unexplained artifacts moving in unusual ways outside the shuttle portholes, objects that scientists simply could not explain. This brings us to the reality of extraterrestrial sentience. The scriptures make it clear in an unambiguous manner that humanity is not the sole occupant of the cosmos. From the beginning, the Bible has chronicled the existence of sentient beings and creatures not of human origin. These entities are presented in the sacred record as holy or fallen, based on their nature and their relationship with the Creator. We must remember, any modern phenomenon that contradicts the clear testimony of Scripture must be rejected. The findings of secular science hold no veto power over the revelation of God. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, the King James Version tells us, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him." This passage reinforces that the invisible or unknown realm is a deliberate creation of God. When we encounter phenomena that defy conventional physics, we are seeing the manifestation of principalities or powers that have existed since the beginning, all of which remain under the ultimate authority of Jesus Christ. There is an honor of the search. God is a God of mystery. He deliberately conceals certain matters, not to taunt us, but to invite those with the heart of a king to seek him out. There is a divine dignity in holy curiosity. We are encouraged to challenge rigid dogmas and look directly at the phenomena the world trumpets as unexplainable, knowing that our faith is robust enough to handle the truth. As Proverbs 25, verses 2 and 3 declares, "It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. The heaven for height and the earth for depth, and the heart of kings is unsearchable." However, we must address the peril of spiritual deception. While curiosity is a God-given trait, it must remain anchored in discernment. The enemy frequently co-opts human wonder to lead the unsuspecting into spiritual captivity. The occult, that which is hidden, can become a snare if we seek answers apart from the Holy Spirit. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10 warns us, "Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved." This is our guardrail. Without a deep love for biblical truth, the wonders of the heavens can become instruments of spiritual destruction rather than points of interest. In review, the intersection of the prophetic and the physical reminds us that God's reach is not limited to ecclesiastical things. We serve a God who is intimately involved with every aspect of his creation. As believers, we should not treat unidentified phenomena as an uncomfortable topic. Instead, we should declare what God reveals. As we move forward, I challenge you to 1. Am anchor in the word, test every claim against the Bible. 2. Reject fear. Approach these mysteries with the confidence of a child of God. 3. Cultivate discernment. Pray for the gift of discerning of spirits. 4. Boldly proclaim. Show the world that the Christian faith is the most complete paradigm. And 5. Watch and pray. Stay alert, ensuring your heart is rooted in Christ so that you cannot be led astray. God bless you as you search out the matters of His kingdom.